Hello, I'm Mark Pugach, and this is the Five Live Football Daily. It's your chance to catch up on all the best football news, interviews and features from Five Live Sports World Cup coverage, which broadcasts 7 days a week. The second semi-final took place in Durban at the Moses Mavhida Stadium, with Spain taking on Germany for the right to meet Holland in the final on Sunday night in Johannesburg. It was a repeat of the Euro 2008 final. Both sides made one change. Spain dropped Fernando Torres and replaced him with Pedro of Barcelona. Germany brought in Trzaskowski on the right for the suspended Müller. The only goal of the game came in the 73rd minute, with Carlos Puyol heading past Manuel Neuer to put Spain into their first ever World Cup final. It also ensures there'll be a new country holding aloft the trophy on Sunday night, with the Netherlands in their third final, having lost their previous two. I was joined by Chris Waddle and a delighted Guillaume Balaguer as we reflected on the game straight after the final whistle. Guillaume, there are tears in your eyes, I can see.
Well, I think 3 years ago we decided to keep the ball and nobody's taken it off us. And it's just a different way of playing, one that's wonderful to everybody. I think the neutrals have enjoyed it. And it comes not from thinking that we're superior to the rest. In fact, it comes from thinking we cannot compete physically with the rest. What do we do well? We'll keep the ball. And we've learned to also compete. And sorry, I think you got the child, not the journalist here, because it's been all my life, all our life, just hoping for a moment like this.
So we let him compose himself, Chris. Not only did they win, but in the last 10, 15 minutes, they showed guts at the back as well. And you and I, we're looking at each other going, Piqué heading it away. They have centre-halves as well as the ability to play.
Hey, look, they've got guts, they've got spirit. Listen, they've dominated this game in eight. Germany had a go after they went 1-0 down for 10, 15 minutes. And then really, they should have wrapped it up. Pedro should have either rolled it or shot. They had chances on the break, didn't they? A couple of the great chances. They've dominated the game. I said to you before, Spain are the best team in the world. When they play properly, you cannot get near them. And people have been raving about this German side. Spain were absolutely a different class tonight.
Iniesta's just swapped shirts with Schweinsteiger, who has got his hands on his knees, as, of course, Germany contemplating, we shouldn't forget this, Chris, a second successive World Cup semi-final defeat after the Italians in Dortmund 4 years ago.
Maybe, the expectations were high last time. This time, they've come in a tournament. They've got young players from the under-21 squad of last year. They've had a marvellous tournament. This squad will learn. They probably thought their name was on it. People didn't think Spain were playing as well as we've got. Spain have stood up the occasion tonight. They've all stood up and been counted, and they've shown how good they are. Germany's time will come, maybe the next World Cup, but at the minute, Spain are the team to beat.
Guillaume has breathed in very, very deeply. Were you worried at all at any stage in that game? There could have been a penalty on the verge of half-time, and the goal, as it actually has the previous two rounds, took a long time in coming.
Can anyone explain what Germany were trying to do? They weren't pressurising, there was no intensity in the game. Obviously, they tried to be direct when they had the ball, but they didn't get the ball off Spain at all in the midfield, which is the thing that will have harmed us. Not at all, I was quite surprised. And on the other hand, Spain defended very high up, and at some point, especially with the fullbacks, who tried to create a bit of football with the midfielders as well, and they didn't have space themselves, the Germans. That was quite surprising. It was surprising that physically the team seems to have peaked at the right time of the tournament as well, which is something that the physical trainer has been telling us all along. We've been seeing heavy legs for the first three games, and since the last 16 we've seen a Spain that have moved a lot off the ball and with the ball. It's been also wonderful movement, and they've been able to put pressure to the Germans here.
What about the German approach then? Guillaume's asking the question. Chris, what did you make of the German approach?
Jochen Löw got it wrong, didn't he? I think you basically, when you play Spain, it's like playing Barcelona. The way they play, the shape, everything. They squeeze, they press. People forget the Spanish team. They close people down. They don't just stand off. They're not just good on the eye. They work hard for each other. And then what you've got to do is you've got to capitalise on the counter-attack. You've got to give them pressure in certain areas of the field. And you've got to put the ball in the danger area when they do fullbacks vacate the premise. But they didn't. They never tested. They just did a containing job. And they were hoping for a set piece or just a mistake where they could win the game. I thought Germany would have took the game to them a lot earlier than what they did.
Guillaume, it is slightly ironic, and please, this is not a criticism or anything, it's slightly ironic, with all your lovely football, the winning goal comes from a thumping header from a corner.
And it was, we celebrated doubly because of it, because if there was something that you would say we were weak, and yes, there was moments of doubt where when set pieces started appearing, we didn't give too much away. There were not too many faults outside the box, which was obviously clever from us. But yeah, it was also ironic that it was Puyol with that header, because he represents the little bit that we left from the old Spain, the old fury. We used to call it the Spanish fury. This is a style that we didn't recognize. We didn't think it was our style, but it was the new people came in, especially Luis Aragonés. It became a passing style, but there was something left in Puyol, in Xavi Alonso, which is that, just the impression that at any minute, we can jump a little bit higher than the Germans.
Let's bring in Graham Taylor, of course, Graham, because I'm just thinking throughout your managerial career, that really coincided with the Spanish being the great underachievers, which we can't say anymore. They won the European Championship, and at the very least, they're in a World Cup final. This is a very different Spain to the one that you remember from your managerial career.
Yeah, it definitely is, but you know, you've heard what's being said, that they've looked at their playing, they've decided on a playing method, they've decided that's what they'll buy into. It has been tremendously successful. Winning the European Championship put England at the bottom of the big clubs since we last won a trophy. And if you don't mind me just saying at this moment, we talked about Germany as well coming in. Look, I'm throwing back to England. I'm an Englishman. If we don't start to learn, if we don't start to put things together, our national team will be something in a distant memory. Today, the right team won. They deserve to win. That doesn't always happen in knockout tournaments, but it happened today.
Now, Guillaume, what about Villa in the middle and Pedro playing out wide?
Without Torres, you have less of Villa. There's no doubt about that. It's a very difficult job you have to do when, as you predicted there before the game, that if he was going to be in the centre, he's going to have to do lots of movement and not get too much of the ball. Villa accepted that, but in exchange for not having Torres, what we have was yet another player in between the lines, and Germany couldn't deal with it. The centre-backs didn't know if they have to go for Pedro or if it was a Khedira's job or just a Steiger job. In the meantime, you've got Pedro, who was supposed to start on one wing, appearing everywhere. So did Iniesta, so did Xavi. And it did seem for a long while it was just a matter of time, because that part of the procedures we really controlled.
I just thought Pedro was absolutely outstanding. The only blot on his copy was when he raced clear, and you just think, put it in the bottom corner or roll it to Torres and see if he can score. That was the only occasion where he blocked his copy. But the rest of the game, he was absolutely, that Germany didn't know how to cope with him. His pace, he was off either foot, change of direction, you know, a couple of tricks. It always was a handful, and Iniesta grew in confidence as the game went on.
Pedro is a guy that 2 years ago he was in the third division, and I saw him play against Casa de la Selva. I'm not surprised that you put in the face, you've never heard of Casa de la Selva, it's just a no team. He was with the Barcelona B, and there was this guy just trying everything. He was not a good player. I still think he's got loads to improve, but he's got that cheekiness of not realising where he is on one hand, and also we haven't seen much of it, but inside the box he can be lethal. So it's this, those two things, the fact that he doesn't care about tactics, and the fact that he could have tried anything. He should have given the ball to Torres, by the way, in that run. But apart from that, that's what Vicente Del Bosque wanted him to bring in, and he did.
The innocence of youth. So, unchanged team for the final. Torres has to sit on the bench for the biggest match in Spain's history.
I tell you what, after what's happened today, we cannot predict it for certain. Vicente Del Bosque is the most hermetic of managers. He's one that doesn't give absolutely nothing away, because he says, sorry journalists who are listening, but he says if you give a leak to a journalist, you're a slave to a journalist for life. He doesn't want that to happen, and he did. He gave us a decoy. Somebody from his staff told us Torres would play. We all followed that, surprised us, and I think it did surprise Germany as well, who were prepared for something else.
The World Cup Daily. We heard from the Spanish defender Gerard Piqué, who felt that they had a slow start to the tournament.
Maybe in the first game we lost against Switzerland, and it was a difficult start, but after that we were strong. We beat Honduras and Chile, and after that the team started to grow up a little bit more in our play, and now I think, for example, today we played really well.
How worried are you about Holland?
A lot. They have a lot of good players, Robben, Van Persie, Sneijder. We will try to stop them, and at the same time to play our game, to keep the ball and try to score goals.
World Cup football, South Africa 2010.
So a Spain-Holland final, and Alan Green is looking forward to Sunday evening.
I'm delighted that the Dutch have got there in the first place. I think it would have been a travesty if a relatively ordinary Uruguay team had stopped Holland reaching the final. But, Mark, I am so, so pleased that Spain have made it. They've given me such pleasure ever since the European Championship 2 years ago. I thought they were wonderful then. I'm utterly convinced that they're the best team in the world now, the best team in this tournament now. I still think there's more to come from them. You know, they will pass the opposition to death. But if they actually start converting chances that they make, they're going to win some game, 3 or 4 nil, and it could be Sunday. Two defeats in 54 internationals. That's a remarkable record. And I just love the way they play the game. You know, it is like, I'm not an Arsenal fan, but you know the way Arsenal ping the ball around? And we glory in that in the Premier League. But Spain will prove on Sunday, I think, that they're also winners.
The World Cup Daily.
It's been a good few years for the Spanish national side, and John Murray's been speaking to Gary Lineker, who played for Barcelona in the late 80s. John asked Gary if he thinks England should use Spain's success as a template.
No, we can't play like Spain at the moment. We haven't got the technical footballers for that, and neither have a lot of other countries as well, I hasten to add. I think they are the exception at the moment. They're outstanding and a real example of what you can do. But you've got to have the players like Xavi, like Iniesta, like Alonso, and you know, to be able to keep the ball and the movement and everything, and Messi when it's in Barcelona as well. You can't just replicate that. What you can do is think about systems that you can bring out the best in your players, which we clearly didn't do in this particular World Cup. You know, everybody, the Germans have been clever. They've played holding players, and you know, just breaking up your midfield rather than having this line of four players that we've seemed to have had, and then two strikers. We're very predictable, unfortunately. But we'd never play like Spain, but we could certainly have improved our performance with a bit more thought.
What about the World Cup then? What have you made of it overall? Good, bad, indifferent?
Probably all of the above in some ways, but I think it's been brilliantly hosted. I think we've enjoyed the atmosphere. It's been terrific. I think we all had a preconceptions before we came here, and the fears, and the you know, the whether the stadiums would be empty, whether there'd be security issues and the like. But I think they've answered them well. It's been a terrifically colourful, very noisy World Cup. On the field, I think it's been reasonable without being electric at times. I think we've lacked perhaps some of the world's big stars performing at their best. Obviously, I think Messi came as close as any of them without scoring, but Ronaldo didn't do a lot. Obviously, Rooney didn't do a lot. Kaká struggled at times. So we've not really had the big player. You know, you could say Villa and players like that has probably come on. And also, we've not yet had the great game. We've had exciting moments. We've had drama. We've had emotion. We've had great performances from teams, but we've not had that one standout game that I think perhaps needs to define a World Cup.
Do you think that winning a World Cup is still top of the list in terms of what you want on your CV as a footballer? Or do you perhaps have the feeling that now, for the European-based player certainly, that it's the Champions League that's number one? Or do you still think it is the World Cup?
Oh, unquestionably the World Cup. I think to a man they would say that. It's the pinnacle of your footballing career. It's the biggest test of all. It's the biggest test of your nerve, your ability to handle the big occasion. And it's the tournament that matters most to your whole country, not just your club. Now, I understand there's, you know, the Champions League is a huge event. I'm not denying that in any way, shape or form. But the World Cup is something else. That's why you see players suddenly struggle to perform, because the pressure and the expectancy is so great. And I would think to a man they would all agree with that. Yes, their clubs pay them their wages. Yes, it's important, club football. But, you know, to do it for your country. And I don't think players have changed now than they were in my time or in yesteryear. I think they feel exactly the same way. And every single player dreams of winning a World Cup.
Thursday and Friday are rest days, with a third-place playoff game on Saturday between Germany and Uruguay. The next match you'll hear on 5 Live. And, of course, we'll continue to bring you the latest news from South Africa. I'm Mark Pugach. Thanks for listening.
On digital and online.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
bbc.co.uk/5Live.